You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Alternative media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, November 9th, 2019. We're in hour one of the broadcast. I wanted to say a special thanks to Jeremy for filling in for me last week. I was unavoidably detained, and I couldn't do the broadcast. I thought he did an excellent job breaking down the Baghdadi resurrections and deaths, repeated deaths of Baghdadi in the clip that he played from Israel and ISIS. A lot of people haven't heard that. I thought that was a lot of good information. Done a good job last week. I wanted to say a special thanks to Jeremy for sitting in for me. I have got a lot of news to cover. I'm here to tell you, I got a lot of clips to play. Fasten your seatbelt. We're going to rock and roll for 2 hours, I promise you. Before we get to some of that, I wanted to say I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on the buffoonery that's going on in Washington, D.C. I do have a great clip we'll play, probably the last clip I get to, of Tucker Carlson breaking down what's happening to Roger Stone, which if you watch NBC Nightly News or any of the other mainstream lapdog prostituted news networks, you don't see any coverage about this. But I did want to say, as far as this impeachment, which if it was for any kind of legitimate reason, I would be the first to say, you know, Trump's really stepped into it here. But this is so ridiculous and absurd. It's beyond belief. I think it's a great thing the Democrats are doing this, and I'll get to that in a second. But for our entire lifetimes, as long as there's been presidents in the United States, they used our larger economic developments, us being a richer country, us being the bully of the world, for leverage against other countries. You will get this amount of foreign aid if you do this. You won't get any foreign aid if you do that. If you do this, we will come and bomb you into oblivion. If you do this, we will put sanctions on your economy. If you do this, we won't do trade with you, blah, 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 blah. The Democrats are now trying to equate that, which has been foreign policy for everyone listening to this broadcast entire lifetime by whatever president you choose, that's foreign policy. They're trying to equate that now to extortion and bribery. Which, you know, I guess in a sense you could say it is, but that's just the way it's done, and every country does it, and it's been done that way forever. And what they're accusing Trump of, you know, telling the president of the Ukraine that we're not going to give you foreign aid unless you look into the corruption of the Bidens, which, you know, in a real world, you'd be out, you would want corruption stopped and outed wherever it is. But that's exactly what Joe Biden did. You know, I played the clip for you here a couple of weeks ago where he was at the Council on Foreign Relations, and he said he looked at his watch and said, "I'm leaving in 6 hours. If you want the $1 billion, you're going to have to fire the prosecutor." And son of a bee, they called. So it's actually, it's projection, but the whole push is so corrupt. The whole push is so corrupt. But you know what? They're not even hiding it from you how corrupt they are, okay? It is so in your face, they announce it publicly now. Now, this was on C-SPAN, and this is Nancy Pelosi, and Ken, we're going to be playing video to Nancy Pelosi here shortly. This is Nancy Pelosi. This is a new one to me, but I want you to listen to this video now. This was C-SPAN where she said this. She explains what the wrap-up smear is, okay, this is the leaders of your country. This is the person. When you listen to this clip, I want you to think about the fact, and see how you sleep tonight. Think about the fact that this sellout traitor, piece of complete scum, is two heartbeats away from being the president. Go ahead, Ken, let's play video two, Nancy Pelosi on C-SPAN.
Hey everybody, this is Deb with Truthification Chronicles, and I have a clip here of Nancy Pelosi that you just got to see. I'm making sure that it's put in one of these videos in case C-SPAN decides to scrub it or something, which they might. This is a very interesting little clip. Nancy Pelosi, once again, the gift that keeps giving to us Republicans, has given us the Democrat playbook right here. She tells us one of their tactics, what they do, how they like to smear everyone. So, pay attention. Here it goes.
Self-fulfilling. You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear. If you want to talk politics, you call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic, and it's self-evident.
So did you catch that? What she says is you start out with something that's a lie, and you throw it out there, and then the press picks up on it, and they write stories about it, and you say, see, it's written in the press, so it must be true. This is exactly what they did with Trump. They demonized him. It was all fake about the Russia collusion. This is what they did with Kavanaugh. It was all fake about these women coming and saying that he did these things. The last one was even ludicrous, that Swetnick one. This is the situation we're dealing with. This is how these people work. They worked with the press to make it seem like what they were saying was legitimate. They tell the lies. The press reports the lies as if they were truth. Truthification. They are trying to make fiction into truth. And that's what they do. So, I wanted you to see this. Please share this so people can see. Pelosi is telling us exactly their tactic. This is like a page right out of the Democratic playbook. This is what they do. Thanks for stopping by. See you later.
Okay, how about that? The wrap-up smear. Nancy, the fool Pelosi, goes on C-SPAN and just announces why not tell the whole public? I mean, we already really know, right, that they're nothing but a den of thieves and corrupt criminals. But she goes on TV, they're so at ease with it now, just openly being lying crooks that represent the people of America. We have to be the laughing stock of the world. We have to. Yeah, and she smiles the whole time she's saying it. The wrap-up smear. First, you start with a falsehood. You just openly lie. You just create the most hideous things you can say about people that you know is a lie. And then you leak it to the press and get the press to cover it. And then you look and say, look, it's all true. The press is covering it. I mean, what kind of a bunch of sick, corrupt, lying people have we got running the country? And again, if Donald Trump and Pence drop dead today, or poisoned, assassinated, died in a plane crash, just died of natural causes, what have you, this is the person that would be the president of the United States. This is the person that would have access to the nuclear football. I mean, my God, that clip right there, if you had any legitimate press, which this proves that we don't, this is another proof positive that the media in America is in the Democrat pocket, you know? And back to regards with the impeachment, everybody's saying, everybody disagrees with me on this. You know, I've heard Rush Limbaugh this past week. The Republicans will never impeach the president. It'd be the end of the Republican Party. The Republicans are a bunch of sellout traitors. I don't doubt for 1 minute. You got Mitt Romney. I could already name probably five that would go along with it. and the pressure that they're going to come under. But it's fine with me if they do, because this is making the population of America go crazy. This front row seat at just how criminal and how ridiculous the Democratic Party is. The Republican Party, they should get rid of the elephant for their symbol, right? They don't have anything in common with an elephant. I can kind of see where the Democrats and the jackass go together. But the elephant and Republicans, they don't. So I wanted to make a suggestion. What they should do is they should use for their for like their symbol, they could use the picture of the Iwo Jima, you know, the 1945 picture there at Iwo Jima or something like that. But just change the flag to white and make it a big one, too. Okay, because that's what they do. The symbol of the Republican Party is the 1945 picture at Iwo Jima, except with just a great big white flag. That's what they should use. But if they do impeach Trump, I don't think there's anything in the Constitution that would even keep him from running in 2020. Not from my reading of it, if he was impeached. But it's going to so inflame the population until this is a good thing, because we wasn't getting anywhere the other way in the Patriot movement. They wasn't energized and engaged, so we have to be making at least some headway. But do you really think we're making any headway? I don't know. Tell me after I do this story right here. Check this out. Federal judge, America must heal the hurt feelings of illegal invaders. What? You need me to say that again? Federal judge, America must heal the hurt feelings of illegal invaders. DailyStormer.name's got the story. It's coming in from the New York Times. A federal judge has ruled that the government must provide mental health services to thousands of migrant parents and children who experience psychological harm as a result of the Trump administration's practice of separating families. You want to hear that one again? A federal judge has ruled that the government must provide mental health services to the thousands of migrant parents and children who experience psychological harm as a result of the Trump administration's practice of separating families. You get it, right? Mr. Taxpayer, Mr. Serf, Mr. Knave, you're going to have to provide mental health services to the thousands of illegal aliens that's coming to our country illegally because they're traumatized by the practices of us having some laughable form of immigration enforcement. The decision issued late Tuesday marks a rare instance of the government being held legally accountable for mental trauma brought about by its policies. In this case, border security measures that locked thousands of migrant parents in detention while their children were placed in government shelters or foster homes. The government is responsible. Now, this is what Andrew England said. The government is responsible for the mental trauma inflicted on criminals as it enforces the country's laws. The article goes on to say, this is truly groundbreaking. Erwin, now get this, Chemerinsky, Dean of the University of California, Berkeley, School of Law, said of the decision, the court is recognizing that when a government creates a danger that inflicts trauma, the government is responsible for providing a solution. It's not something I've seen a court do before. Here's some more for those of you out there that's being a detective as I do the story. Judge John A. Kronstadt of the United States District Court in Los Angeles ordered the federal government to immediately make available mental health screenings and treatment to thousands of families forcibly separated under the policy, which was primarily carried out in 2017-2018, though hundreds of similar separations still occurred. This is all legit, people. It's on the failing New York Times. In his ruling, Judge Kronstadt referred to previous federal cases that found that governments can be held liable when the deliberate indifference they place people in dangerous situations. In the past, the state-created danger doctrine has been applied when a police officer ejected a person from a bar late at night in a very cold weather, or when a public employer failed to address toxic mold that caused workers to fall ill. That's what the judge is using to equate the fact that the federal government of the United States, because people come here illegally, break our laws coming into our country, that any treatment that we do to them is trauma, You know, I guess unless you pick them up at the border in a limo and take them to their brand new house full of groceries with their brand new car and their brand new check coming in their brand new mailbox. It's a traumatic event, and the taxpayers are supposed to be held responsible people. The government is completely unhinged in America. The tyranny is staring us in the face. This is one of the most ridiculous and absurd rulings by a federal judge I've ever read. In this case, the judge said the Trump administration could be held accountable for the enduring psychological harm brought about by forcibly taking children from their parents at the border with no guarantee of when or how they would be reunited. Well, is the local governments, like if my sheriff's department arrests somebody at Walmart today, it's got some kids and they're shoplifting, they separate them? Or are they responsible for the trauma to the children or the parents? I guess not, probably because they're legal citizens. You know, if they're illegal, I guess they probably would be. You know, if you're going to say that the government is responsible for protecting the feelings of foreigners engaged in hostile and illegal actions against America, then it isn't much of a stretch to say that we should be offering money and support to the families of enemy soldiers killed in wars, right? I mean, what's the difference? This is total insanity, people. Total insanity. I tell you what, I'm going to try to move quickly because I got a lot of this kind of stuff to cover, but the inmates have taken over the asylum, and there's no greater place to demonstrate that than down in Charlotte, North Carolina. An illegal alien, listen to this. An illegal alien convicted of felony death by motor vehicle was released in North Carolina Sanctuary County, Mecklenburg, despite a detainer issued by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, prompting the agency to publish a scathing statement. Now, listen to this. Jose Diaz, a Mexican national, was arrested on January 29, 2019 by the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department and was charged with driving while impaired and felony death by a motor vehicle. He's here illegally, got drunk, killed somebody. Mr. Diaz was convicted of felony death by motor vehicle in North Carolina Superior Court for Mecklenburg County on October 24, 2019, was given a 5-year suspended sentence with credit for time served. He only got 10 months for killing somebody. ICE explained in a press release the Mecklenburg County Sheriff's Office then refused to honor the ICE detainer and instead released him back into the community. Yeah, we don't want him deported. This fine fella gets drunk and kills some of the native population. Well, I'm the sheriff of Mecklenburg County. I want him out here amongst the people, amongst my constituents. By releasing an illegal alien with a serious felony criminal offense resulting in death, Mecklenburg County chose to release a serious public safety threat into the Charlotte community where he was free to potentially harm others until captured by ICE. ICE agents apprehended Diaz 1 week later during a targeted enforcement action. Acting ICE Director Matt Albans also issued a strong rebuke of sanctuary policy, saying this is yet another example of clear public safety threat being released into North Carolina communities rather than to ICE custody due to a local sheriff's policy of ICE non-cooperation. Continued decisions to refuse cooperation with ICE serve as an open invitation to aliens who commit criminal offenses that these counties are safe havens for persons seeking to evade federal authorities, and residents of Mecklenburg County are less safe due to these misguided sanctuary policies. Can you believe this? We are living in a day and age where the sheriff would rather turn out an illegal alien. How do you get 10 months for killing somebody in a driving? Even if it's manslaughter. My friend got 8 months for selling a car for $350. That was a piece of junk, and they took Grand Theft Auto charges out on him when he sold it because the garage owner told him to. It had been there over a year. The people didn't come to court, so the state, you know, the do-gooder state of North Carolina, took up the charges. He got 8 months in prison. This guy comes here illegally, gets drunk, drives down the road, kills someone, gets 10 months in prison. But Jacob Goodwin gets 10 years for a fistfight. Explain that to me. But the sheriff of Mecklenburg County put the ICE agents in danger. They had to go and apprehend him because he wouldn't turn them over. He prefers an illegal alien murderer to the rule of law and logic. The sheriff of Mecklenburg County is a traitor to his oath of office. He's a traitor to the constituents in North Carolina, and he's a traitor to his country. Back in moments.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Assassinated on November 5th, 2001 by the Apache County Sheriff's Department there in Arizona. I don't know if you guys have ever listened to the Mystery Babylon series. It's really worth a listen. I didn't agree with everything Bill Cooper had to say, which probably none of us agree on everything anyone's had to say 100%. But I thought he made a lot of good points. I thought he gave out a lot of good information. Actually, you know, he had a partner, Doyle Shamley, and I interviewed Doyle Shamley. It's still on YouTube. It was, gosh, I don't know, probably 2009, 2010. And he had said that was going to be the last interview that he ever did discussing the death of Bill Cooper. We went through the whole process of how the Apache County Sheriff's Department lured him out of his house and assassinated Bill Cooper. And again, you know, all that information is on the internet. I read the book, Behold a Pale Horse. It's been many years ago. It was certainly worth a read, but not many people bring him up anymore. I thought he gave out some really good information on all kinds of various topics. And I've always loved that intro too. So I wanted to play that today and just remind everyone of Bill Cooper's assassination on the 5th of November, 2001. And it's really interesting too. He was spot on giving out a lot of 9/11 information prior to the events of 9/11. And then especially after 9/11. Ken said he used to listen to Bill on shortwave, and yeah, Bill Cooper gave a lot of information out about the school shooting. So I just wanted to remind everyone of Bill Cooper. This is coming in from the Oklahoma. Now I had told everyone October 31st that we're going to be out putting out the "It's Okay to Be White" flyers. Police are trying to identify a person who posted flyers saying it's okay to be white at the Oklahoma City University School of Law. OCU Police Director Bill City said officers don't believe the person is a threat to students or to the campus. The person left several papers Thursday night with the text "It's okay to be white" outside on the doors of the law school. Campus police obtained images of the man and have a good idea to the identity. The Oklahoma City Police Department is trying to locate the man for questioning. The important thing now is to 100% identify this person and find out what his intentions were. What was his intentions? What does this mean, it's okay to be white? What are you trying to do? Why would you say such a thing? We all know it's not okay. Certainly not okay to be putting up flyers like this. The police have to investigate. We've got the SBI and the FBI looking into this. What's wrong with you? The point of the exercise is precisely to have this kind of reaction. Then some normies might read the article and briefly wonder if the flyer said it's okay to be black, would the police be trying to find the perpetrator and question him about his intentions? The whole thing is meant to be surreal and get a little bit of cognitive dissonance going in the NPCs who think that everything is all right. Once the man is found, officers will try to determine whether he planned any more incidents. This is an incident. You know, this is a major incident. What are you talking about? The man will be told not to return to the school campus. You're not allowed here anymore. If you're a student, you're thrown out. You're out of here. The flyers alone don't appear to be a crime. City said property would have to be destroyed for vandalism to apply. Officers will investigate whether the person's action possibly amount to a hate crime. Did you hear that? The chief of police is saying they're trying to figure out if it could possibly be hate. I think we've lost the battle. I think the toilet's been flushed, right? The turd has left the bowl and it's headed to the cesspool. I mean, we've let it get completely away from us. I mean, listen to this. You put up a flyer that says it's okay to be white, and the police, now, they quit investigating, I guess, you know, quit investigating that murder and rape that's happening over there and all these people that's riding these four-wheelers in the street. Quit doing all that and come over here and let's, we got a fingerprint. We've got to DNA test as quickly as possible. Call the crime lab. Stop everything. We're rushing this paper over that says it's okay to be white. Post on social media speculated the flyers were intended as a response to a Day of the Dead altar set up in the Hispanic Law Student Association, but City said the investigation had indicated the papers aren't a response to the altar, whatever that is. Law school dean Jim Roth issued a statement to students and facility after the flyers were removed. He addressed the message on the paper saying the law school has been intentional and relentless in celebrating its diverse community. The school celebrated Hispanic Heritage Month. We celebrated the LGBTQ and History Month, and we honored the Day of the Dead, and we'll honor Native American Heritage Month. But I'll be damned if we'll say anything good about white people.
Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Here in studio, saying I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist. And is there really a big conspiracy? The conservative U.S. website Project Veritas released video of Amy Robach venting that every day I get more pissed that her 2015 interview with Virginia Roberts never made the air. The video was taken while Robach was in a Times Square studio, but not on the air in late August. Project Veritas says the video came from an ABC insider, but has not identified the person. Now, the insider has been identified by now and had moved to CBS, where now they were fired for helping Project Veritas acquire this video. I'm going to play, it's about 6 minutes, I'm going to play this for you now. This is Amy Robach discussing a story she had on Jeffrey Epstein, but was squashed by ABC News. Here we go.
So this week, renewed interest in whether serial pedophile Jeffrey Epstein killed himself in prison or whether he was offed by somebody who wanted him dead. A lot of people may fall into that category, given the number of high-profile people who partied with and may have partaken in his obsession with underage girls who say that they were sex slaves in his bizarre world. Then this video surfaces from Project Veritas, in which ABC anchor Amy Robach says that ABC, quote, quashed her exclusive with Epstein accuser Virginia Giuffre, who said that she was forced to have sex with Prince Andrew when she was 17. Fox News is not able to independently verify this following video.
I've had the story for 3 years. I've had this interview with Virginia Roberts. We would not put it on the air. First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. This is a stupid story. Then the palace found out that we had her whole allegations about Prince Andrew and threatened us a million different ways. We were so afraid we wouldn't be able to interview Kate and Will that also quashed the story. She told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton. We had everything. Do I think he was killed? 100%. Yes, I do. Because he made his whole living blackmailing people. There were a lot of men in those planes, a lot of men who visited that island, a lot of powerful men who came into that apartment.
ABC and Robach released statements today essentially saying that the story wasn't ready for air. She said that and they said that as well, not fully vetted. ABC has still not run, all these years later, and he's dead now, the original Robach-Jeffrey interview. Let's bring in Jesse Waters, host of Waters World and co-host of The Five. Jesse, what do you think about all this?
It's a sickening and wicked scandal, and ABC News has to hire an independent investigator to get to the bottom of this, and they have to answer one big question. How many children were raped in the last 3 years since they spiked this story? Because, as Amy says, she had witnesses, she had victims, she had photographic evidence with a Bill Clinton connection and a British royal family connection. And ABC News said that that did not meet their editorial standards. What are those standards? I want them to come clean because they went after Brett Kavanaugh with 40-year-old hearsay, with no corroborating witnesses, no evidence. And a lot of that was furnished by Michael Avenatti, a scoundrel, a bankrupt, tax cheat, who brought forth gang rape allegations with no evidence. So what were those standards that allowed that to get on air? I'd like to know. And it looks like the play was, we don't get access to royal family interviews on GMA.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please. And you're not going to go protect children who are allegedly being sexually assaulted by God knows who and God knows where. Yeah. And this is the Disney company? The Disney company. It's sick.
Yeah, I mean, and the suggestion that nobody knew who Jeffrey Epstein was, I mean, I don't know who these people are,
right,
but Jeffrey Epstein was, you know, linked to many powerful people for years. I mean, he wouldn't be a household name necessarily, but that the executives at ABC in New York City had no idea who he was, I find very difficult to believe. I mean, it also smacks of a lot of similarities of what we saw with the Weinstein story.
Right.
And I think that these institutions, these corporations need to ask themselves, who are we and what are we when this story comes to us and we don't air it? I mean, Virginia Roberts, you know, that story on what she had alone, the pictures she had of her and her story. How many stories do you see on ABC and NBC and everywhere where it's just, you know, this is her story. This is what she says. You know, you can back it up. You can investigate the other side of the story and say that we can't corroborate this. There's a lot of ways to get at a story like that. And as you rightly point out, none of those hoops were jumped through with the Brett Kavanaugh story.
No, and ABC just got in big trouble for putting on fake Syrian war footage. Instead,
yeah,
it was a gun
Great
range
point.
In Kentucky. That doesn't look good. But also, this isn't being mentioned, but Hillary Clinton 3 years ago was in the midst of a presidential campaign. And if ABC drops a devastating blow against her husband in the midst of this campaign, that's going to blow back big on ABC News. Remember, they thought Hillary was going to win the White House, and they didn't want to jeopardize that relationship. They wanted to be on the right side of history. Now they're on the wrong side of history, and it's a tragedy if this is true.
Yeah, I mean, it also starts to raise those questions again. We've had sort of three different data points this week of people raising questions about whether or not Jeffrey Epstein took his own life. And when you go back and you look at this and you look at the people and, you know, that some of the names that you mentioned who, you know, we know were on the plane and went to the island. We have no, you know, there's no evidence about, none of these women have said that they were with Bill Clinton, but it's, you know, part of the story that he was on that plane. Absolutely. So it raises questions about whether or not somebody had him killed. Michael Bodden went on, and he is, you know, full disclosure, he's doing work for Jeffrey Epstein's brother, but he's a very renowned forensic scientist. He said that he saw signs that he was perhaps, that he took his, that he didn't take his own life.
Everybody with common sense, Martha, knows that Epstein did not kill himself. Everybody knows that this guy was wanted by many people. He was accused of blackmailing people. Remember, he had a picture of Bill Clinton in a blue dress oil painting.
Painted an
in
oil
his
painting
mansion.
In his house, which is so weird.
Right, so check the flight records. We want to see who was on that plane, interview the pilot. These are questions that I think we need answers to, and the Department of Justice says they're doing an investigation into what happened to the prison, because remember, the video cameras went down that were looking at Epstein's cell. That just doesn't happen randomly.
Crazy. Yeah, there's too many crazy things there. We got to dig into it more. Jesse, thank you.
Thanks.
Good to see you, Jesse Waters, tonight.
All right, so there you have it. Amy Robach caught on mic saying she had the whole story about Epstein 3 years ago, but ABC News squashed it. And it is precisely for the reasons that gentleman there said. They didn't want to drop any bomb and make Hillary Clinton or God forbid, Bill Clinton look bad. Now, everybody's got their own opinions about Epstein alive, or, well, most people think he's dead from homicide, but I don't know. My gut tells me that he's not. He was a high-ranking intelligence officer, we all know for who, and I think it would demoralize the troops to assassinate him, so I think he's alive and well. That's just my opinion. I can't prove it, and I don't have a single thing to justify that except my gut, but certainly I don't think he committed suicide. I mean, that is a perfect example of just how corrupt our media is in America. I mean, you know, if you had a real media, why isn't the continuation of the investigation into Epstein? Wouldn't you want to ferret out all of the news and information of what actually happened if you had a real media, if you had a real FBI? But we don't. Our FBI is working to try to supposedly undermine the president. And I'm here to tell you, if at the end of all of this it goes the way I think it will, which will be nothing done to Comey, Clapper, Stroke, any of the Hillary, of course, any of the rest of these Brannon corrupt criminals, if there's no justice for them, then everyone in America should wake up to the fact that there is absolutely no justice. There is a two-tier system, selective enforcement, and that really the court system in America, the justice system in America, is a mockery and absurdity to anyone with a logical mind. So I'm not going to spend any more time on the Amy Robach. I don't know if anyone had played that, if people had heard it, that came out from Project Veritas. I thought it was really something interesting, because ABC News covering it up. And this is the one that shows gun ranges in Kentucky and tells you it's Syria. And that Ghislaine Maxwell, she's totally disappeared. There's no word about that. It's an incredible story that gets no coverage. They want this story to just disappear, like the Weinstein story. You're not seeing the Trayvon Martin to the Weinstein story, are you? And you won't. All right, we're going to continue down some of the most insane news. I wanted to get this one in. This is a good place to put it. Listen to this now. You've not had enough, have you? It's just like Bachman Turner Overdrive. You ain't seen nothing yet. The easiest way to be elected in America? Wait for it. Be a deranged pervert. Did you know this? Did you know this? This is coming in from NBC News. The rainbow wave of 2018 elections continued Tuesday with 99 of the 200 known LGBTQ PB. I put the PB there. Candidates winning their races. Did you know 99 out of 200 LGBTQ candidates that were running were elected? Hold on. Including a number of successes in historically conservative states such as Virginia and Kentucky. I got some more Virginia news coming up too. The Victory Fund, a group that trains, supports, and advocates for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer candidates. Wow, I wonder who's behind that organization. Who are pro-choice, said 80 of its 111 endorsed candidates emerged victorious Tuesday. So far in 2019, the organization found 144 LGBTQ PB contenders, won out of 382 races for an overall victory rate of 38%. Yeah, The times, they are a-changing. LGBTQPB men ran in much higher numbers than their women counterparts. I'm not sure, you know, if they were really men or women or what that might have been. Though queer women had a higher success rate, 46% to 37%. This is NBC News. According to Victory's election tracker, trans women specifically who won in states in Virginia, Utah, Massachusetts, Iowa, had a success rate at 56%. The vast majority of LGBTQ PB candidates, 83%, ran as Democrats, just 2.4% running as Republicans. LGBTQ PB Democrats had a success of 40% compared to 33% for their GOP counterparts. What this means is they're running for elections, and guess what? They're winning. I'm sure all this will turn out great. That's right. They're running even as conservative voices and getting elected by NBC Republican masses. But more importantly, the media is reporting without battling an eyelash that there's organizations openly conspiring to fill up the entire government with homosexuals and LGBTQ activists. So, among Tuesday's noteworthy winners was twice-elected transgender state representative Danica Roem, a gay black Muslim school board member, NJ Akbar, and the new LGBTQ PB members of the Indianapolis City Council. Akbar, who won a seat on the Akron Board of Education in Ohio, became one of the first gay Muslim African Americans ever elected to any office in America, according to the Victory Fund. In Virginia, State Delegate Danica Roem, the first openly trans person elected to statewide office, won a second term. In 2017, Roem ran as expanding Medicaid to her constituents and fixing the traffic-clogged Route 28. The Indianapolis City Council tripled its number of LGBTQ PB representatives by re-electing Zach Adamson and newly electing Allison Brown and Keith Potts. Brown is the first out LGBTQ woman elected to that body. So, I don't know if anyone had reported on this. I thought it was really interesting. I didn't have any idea that there was that many running and that many succeeding to elected office. I mean, we know where the policies of these people will lie. It'll be fighting for, trans drag queen story hours and all this kind of stuff. So they're going to keep pushing the envelope like it could be pushed much further, but it can. You remember 2 weeks ago when I done the stories of how they were starting to sue. Yeah, these are people that would be thrown off buildings in the Middle East, but here they're being elected to office. And I had not until, this is a Daily Stormer story, until I ran across that story this morning, actually, I was unaware that anything that widespread has transpired. So I'm here to tell you, people that are thinking that somehow, you know, the Republicans are going to come out ahead on this, and maybe they're all going to be swept in 2020, and then Trump's going to have a mandate. I just don't see it, guys. I just don't see it. The Republican Party is too corrupt. It's too sold out. It's too in the pocket of big money and special interest. I mean, they've not rallied around Trump any since 2016. They've really hung him out to dry. And this whole thing, if you think about the Louisiana event, the Trump rally, and you listen to what he said, and he was reading a story about what that attorney Zaid that represents the whistleblower said back in 2017 about how there was going to be a coup and how there was going to be a impeachment. I mean, all of this was planned in advance, and we're just seeing it come to fruition. The big question is, how much is Donald Trump in on it, or is he really fighting it legitimately? All of this was a pre-planned coup, and there's no justice. No one's coming out against it. And you know, the other thing, Rush Limbaugh said this the other day, and I thought this was a great point. We got a whistleblower here over this call to the Ukrainian president that's just common as dirt, happens all the time, but there was no whistleblowers for Benghazi. Where was the whistleblowers for Fast and Furious? Where was the whistleblowers when they did those fake gassings in Syria? Where's the whistleblowers talking about depleted uranium? Of course, he didn't add these in. Where was the whistleblowers about Hillary's emails? I mean, we could go on. No whistleblowers for any of that. full-blown criminality and corruption like Fast and Furious. No whistleblower. But here we got a whistleblower about this ridiculous stupidity. But let them go for it. Let them go for it. I look forward to seeing it on TV. I look forward to seeing the votes. I look forward to seeing how many complete super cucked out sellouts. Both senators from North Carolina would probably vote to impeach Trump. Senator Burr and Senator Tillis are completely worthless as representative of their constituents. So let's see where it goes. This might be the trigger, if they do it, that will finally wake up the masses and say, hey, I can't take it anymore. I'm not going to live in this all-day gay pride parade, okay? We shall see. Coming up on a break, you're listening to the Alternative Media Affair, and back in moments.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You ain't seen nothing yet. I'm here to tell you, you ain't seen nothing yet. I've got several news stories I want to do after the top of the hour. I've got a clip I want to play of Tucker Carlson updating the farcical show trial that's coming up for Roger Stone. The first break in the second hour, take phone calls from there on. I want to have a little bit of an expanded time to take phone calls. 2 weeks ago, I didn't get everyone on, and so that's what's going to happen. You ain't seen nothing yet? You hear that? Here, you ain't seen nothing yet. Listen to this. UK's National Health Service to deny treatment to racist and sexist. So if you're deemed a racist now over an ungrate, which is getting ungrater all the time, you're not even going to be able to get health care. Okay? Is that a sign that the country's gone or what? Listen to this. Now, Zero Hedge ran the story. A National Health Service trust in the UK has announced that it will deny treatment to patients it deems as racist. So someone gets to play God on earth, I guess, and just arbitrarily deem, oh, let me see, your arm's broke? You got a broke arm? What happened to you? Oh, you fell off your motorcycle? Okay, well, let me look at your Facebook here. Oh, look at that. What's this on this Facebook? But did you post a Dr. William Luther Pierce video 3 years ago? What? You went to InfoWars? What? You listened to something and promoted Republic Broadcasting? Well, you're some sort of racist. You'll just have to go on with your arm. We're not going to do jack for you, buddy. You dirty, rotten racist. This is not from The Onion, okay? The North Bristol NHS Trust said that threatening and offensive language, as well as racist language, racist gestures or behavior, and malicious allegations would all be punishable offenses. Patients who commit such an infraction will be subject to sports-style disciplinary yellow card and then final red card, in which treatment would be withdrawn. We have staff from many different backgrounds from all over the world, and we pride ourselves on our commitment to equality, which is a fundamental value of the NHS, said Andrew Young, chief executive for North Bristol NHS Trust. If you do not like living in an all-day gay pride parade, then you will not receive treatment here. I just added that in. We're sending a strong signal that any racism or discrimination is completely unacceptable. We want staff to challenge and report it. And we want everyone to know that it will have consequences, she said. Man, this is really, I mean, tilt your head back and think about this. You pay taxes in a country. You know, you work, you play by the rules, and your opinions eliminate you from being able to receive health care? Think about that. And, of course, this is, it's not going to just be in super ungreat Britain. I wish there was a, if anyone knows a term that is more ungreat than ungreat, I need something in the lexicon that is even more ungreat than the word ungreat. Maybe I can go un-ungreat. I don't know. The problem here, of course, is that the definition of what constitutes racism gets broader with each passing day. That's about the truth, isn't it? A Jack Montgomery highlights in late 2017 an NHS patient who requested a female nurse to carry out a cervical smear complained when the hospital sent a person with an obviously male appearance, a male facial appearance and voice, large number of tattoos and facial stubble, who insisted, "My gender is not male, I'm a transsexual." So, yeah, if you're wanting to have something done and you request, I guess, you know, if you don't feel comfortable with a female doing something to you and you're a male and you want a male to do it, well, they might send you a transgender and you have to suck it up or you don't get any health care, you peasant. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, we're coming up on top of the hour and we'll continue with news calls at the first break. You're listening to the Alternative Media Fair and back in moments.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT.